Welcome to the Jack Dalbra Show. Today, we have with us someone who absolutely, really, really inspires me. When I read her story, she's been featured in Forbes India as the power businesswoman. She's also been featured in the Fortune as the most dynamic personality and many other major news channels. She's the managing director of ANB Auto Private Limited. Please help me welcome Sanjeene Sahni. Pleasure to have you with us on the show.
Hi, Jack. How are you today?
I am absolutely fantastic. How about yourself?
Great. I'm doing great.
One thing I have observed is whenever I see you, it almost feels like a sunshine. Like, you know, you meet someone and there's always that charisma. You feel, okay, I want to be with this person. I want to spend more time with this person. How have you managed to create a personality like that?
Well, I think, Jack, that took me a lot of years of work on myself. So I think I've done a lot of inner work, and I believe in working on myself every day. And I believe that, you know, working on ourselves will be something, you know, which I did till the last breath, you know, of my life. So yes, you know, at the end of the day, I process everything from my thoughts to my actions and how it has impacted people in my life on a daily basis. And I believe in something which is, you know, I would like to leave the world a better place than I found it. Mm-hmm. So I try to do that every day in my daily practices. So you'd see it all around me.
Fantastic. All right. Okay. Another question. When I look at you and you're in, you know, manufacturing auto industry, and that's a tough business to be in, especially for a woman, I must say. You know, congratulate you on that. How have you managed to, initially, when you started in the industry, what kind of challenges did you face and how did you manage to meet those challenges?
So as we all know, you know, our society has predestined gender-defined roles, you know, like a woman is supposed to do, you know, basically housework and, you know, go on to lead her life, have a family life, and men are supposed to be the working ones. But somehow I had a very different take on it, you know, since I was a kid. So when, you know, I was told this is what you're supposed to do, I was like, no, you know, this is not the path I will take, you know, not the path my mom took. So I think I wanted to make that difference. And of course, you know, the challenges I faced were phenomenal because breaking those barriers was tough. And I had to excel in everything, being my education or my business life or my spiritual life. So I had to be on like the top of my game always. And it actually came with a lot of perseverance, resilience, hard work. And most of all, I would say, would be believing in myself. So if someone would tell me, you cannot do this, I used to actually take it up as a challenge. Okay, you know, if you believe that I will not be able to do it, let me try, let me experiment. And I think that's got me very far in life, you know. Even right now, you know, I would like to, you know, go to different horizons and see, you know, like explore myself, you know, like my personality, it could be, you know, different in other streams as well. So I'm always open to those challenges.
Very interesting bit that I just observed in what you said was, even though when someone challenges you, I think from my observation, and correct me if I'm wrong, there's a lot of humility there. Like, it's almost like you're taking a challenge and not saying, okay, with ego, no, I can do it. It's more like a lot of humility mixed with it. And I think that plays a major part, definitely plays a major part. At the same time, one of the things that I find personally challenging, for me even, is when you are in a tough space, either an emotional space or a relationship, something in the business, and how you bounce out of that is what creates that strong character. But in that moment, it's very difficult, irrespective of how strong psychologically a person is. How do you deal with it in that moment?
So yeah, that's a very interesting question. And I guess I face it even today, you know, so the challenges will never, obviously, you know,
never end,
you know, this is life, you know, and we should be ready and embrace challenges. Like every new day is like, okay, what is the challenge today? So I would say how I have actually moved on from all these challenges is that I do not look at obstacles as obstacles. I actually look at them as stepping stones. So what makes entrepreneurs different is also, you know, the challenges for every entrepreneur in any sort of business are the same. But the solution is what matters. So what are you actually focusing on? Are you focusing on the obstacles or are you focusing on the solutions? That actually makes the difference between a successful entrepreneur and someone, you know, who opens a business and shuts it and is out of business. Also, coming back to the question, I also believe that there is nothing permanent in life. So I have a mantra, you know, so if things go tough, so I always remind myself, this too shall pass. And I have seen this in life, you know, everything in life passes on. And the humility part, which we were talking about. So when we talk about challenges, I always have thought, you know, on skills. So skills is something which is not gender defined. We have to understand this as a society. Skills is something which can be acquired through education, through profession. If you want to make a difference, you're a boy or a girl. That does not make any difference. What makes a difference is how good can you learn that skill and how well can you implement that in life. So,
that's very
breaking the barriers.
That's
again.
Very interesting. Again, I think it's almost like knowing one thing, but being able to implement on ground and not necessarily overlook things. Like, for example, you said, not looking at a challenge as an obstacle, but more like, okay, a stepping stone towards. And when you can take that thought and implement in that moment, I think that would be a massive help. Yes. Thank you for sharing that. That's very interesting. Okay. I have another question leading from what you just said. I think with skills, I look at skilling up as on a scale of 1 to 100. And either it is leadership skills, either it is persuasion skills or your creativity skills or your strategic skills. How do you improve your leadership skills on a regular basis while trying to lead a company, while trying to grow a company, and you know you're going to make major or minor, I don't call them mistakes, but more like learning curves, but let's call them mistakes for the context of it. How do you keep improving every step of the way, knowing that you're making mistakes while you're doing it?
So interestingly, you know, I think all the entrepreneurs face that, you know, you yourself would, yeah, I agree with this, you know. So interestingly, I get up in the morning. So I have like a vision board which says I am blessed and I can do it. So these are two mantras in my life, you know, which I have followed throughout. So what happens is when you say I can do it, that means I am open to that space, you know, wherein, yes, there will be pitfalls. Yes, there will be challenges. But will I be able to make it? Yes, I will be able to make it. That is what is the most important thing is in life, you know. What do we tell us every day? What are the stories we are telling everyone around us and us every day is what matters the most. Are you saying I can do it when a challenge comes, or are you saying I can't do it? Because the moment you say I can't do it, you're shutting down all the space. You're shutting down all the opportunities. So always say I can do it. And if you cannot do it, it's okay. I have another day. I will try another day. So, you know, I believe that, you know, if we actually believe that, you know, we can take up challenges. Because if you look at history, all the human beings, you know, if you look at all the ideals we follow, you know, from, you know, Nelson Mandela and all the people, you know, we revere, it's basically they went through really, really tough lives, you know, to create that history. It requires a lot. So none of them have had it easy. So how do we think we're going to have it easy?
That's interesting. How do you look at pain in the journey? Like, what is your definition in the context of the journey of being an entrepreneur, leading a company? How does pain help? If it does.
I think pain helps a lot. I think that's what makes us human, yeah, more than anything else. You know, if we would not no pain, then probably all of us would be tyrants, you know. But it's that empathy factor wherein we feel pain, and when we see another in pain, we're like, we humans, you know, we have to help each other. So as Lord Buddha said, suffering is a part of life, you know. So of course, you know, life is impermanent, and we see it through different phases, you know, their good times and their bad times. We lose loved ones, we lose money, we lose jobs, everything. And I think all the humans have gone through some loss or another. And that is what connects us all. I think pain, when we process it and when we actually heal in a positive way, I think that is what makes a true human being, you know. So it cannot be just happiness, happiness. It always has to be that yin yang. So there's always this balance. Yes. So a person who has seen both sides,
yeah,
you know, can actually come up as calm, composed, poised.
Yeah, that's true. I also look at pain, not just as a part of the journey, but more like a necessary part. Because if you don't actually have pain in the journey, I think that builds a lot more ego.
True.
So that I think is a major one as well. Here's another question, which I was actually thinking about yesterday, because I knew I was going to come here. I personally look for people who have different beliefs than me, because when you're on this personal and professional journey of skilling up, you meet probably more people around, especially when you're a bit more successful in life. You meet a lot more people around you. Oh yeah, you're right, and they might be thinking whatever behind the scene. But very few people will come and actually say, you know what you're saying does not make sense, or is, you know, I don't believe in what you're, well, maybe I just don't agree with you. I look for those people. I slow down and say, what that person said, does it make sense? Was I overlooking something? Was I not able to see through? And I just slow down a lot more than I normally do. How do you deal with that if you come across, or whenever you do come across, not if, it's almost like when, you always come across people like that who don't agree with you, and how do you deal with that?
Okay, so I believe that all of us have gone through different life experiences. So what could be true to you could not be true to me, right? And vice versa. So I always respect other people's opinion, but is that true to me? You know, so that is the question I always ask myself. It could necessarily be positive feedback,
yeah,
you know, or it could just necessarily be something that is just passing through. Yeah. But then the question which I ask to myself, is that true for me?
Yeah.
You know, at this moment is what, you know, I, yeah. And I think I'm a very confident person in myself, because I have gone through a lot of ups and downs in life. And that is what has made me. And, you know, here I am today because of all those ups and downs in life. So whatever has happened has brought me here.
Yeah.
So I believe in blooming in the place you are planted.
Yeah.
So this is how it is. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. When you're leading a team, what's the best way or the most effective way to lead? Because you can't, I don't think anyone can manage a human being. Human beings don't need managing, more like leading. And I see you personally as, like, when I see your journey and when I speak with you, I see you as this leader that literally anyone who's on that journey can learn from. I'm personally observing you, I'm learning from you. But how do you define leadership? How do you improve on it? And how do you, it's almost like when you're in that context, how do you lead that relationship?
So this is a very interesting question, and I have a very simple answer for this. So you always lead by example. So what you preach, you know, you walk your talk is what is important. So when there are a lot of people following you, of course, you know, you say a lot of things in public events, in sessions. So what people are looking for is authenticity. And trust me, any human being can smell inauthenticity from kilometers away. But if you're an authentic person and you've made through that journey, they can actually sense that. They can feel one with you. That is how I have done it. And I always believe in working on myself. I'm a person who's focused on myself. You know, it's about my growth. And if my growth is actually helping thousands, millions of people, what could be better than that? So I'm working on myself. People see me as an example. So you lead by example. As simple as that.
That's very interesting. At the same time, while you lead a team, what are your thoughts on persuasion? And the reason I'm asking that question is because I don't see leadership and persuasion as two different things. At the same time, sometimes persuasion can be taken in a more, in a slight bit of negative light. How do you look at it? What's your perspective on that?
So I think I never had any issues on persuasion. Because I think when people look up to you, they're actually persuaded because you've actually made it through. So it's been like almost 20 plus years, two decades for me in the automobile industry. And, you know, probably I'm like the single one here, you know. So it's, you know, it's been tough. But yeah, you know, once you've done your work and people see your work, they see that credibility, you know, you've worked on yourself, you've worked on your company, you've worked on your team, everything through all those years. So this is what actually separates a lot of people who are coaching nowadays also. Like they would have no entrepreneurial experience. They'll be 25, 26 and they're teaching about entrepreneurship. Like how could that be possible? You know, you have to go through that journey to even, you know, mentor one person. So, you know, even, you know, someone doesn't have a course, but, you know, if you're with that person and you know this is an authentic journey, then you're like, yeah, you know, this is the way we have to follow. Yeah,
that's true. In fact, I want to share this very quick story. I remember a night, I might have shared the story with you when we met last time. I used to lead a team of 47 people. And a night, you know, I'm at my friends, you know, barbecue, 11 o'clock at night. I get a call from my office, two people fighting, literally a man and a woman literally about to have a physical fight in the office. And I just drove down straight, went, sorted it out, came back home. I remember picking up a book called How to Deal with Difficult People. But yeah, you're right. Unless you actually don't go through the journey of like what you call real growth in business, at the same time, leading people, like different people from different backgrounds, and you don't, unless you don't actually deal with some really difficult people in the journey, you really don't learn. And there's no way, unless you've been through that journey, you can actually teach someone else. It's just literally impossible. But yeah, you're right. How do you deal with a difficult person?
I should actually borrow that book from you, Jack.
It's in my digital library. I mean, it was interesting.
Actually, I think, yeah, I have actually dealt with a lot of difficult people, you know, in my life, you know, not only in professional spaces, but also personal spaces, you know. And when you're a woman, you know, in a society, you know, which has all these gender-defined roles, it becomes even tougher, you know. So, yes, of course, you know, they have been difficult people. But then rather than actually convincing them, you know, I think I have just left people to think what they want to think, and I have done work on myself. And now all those people, when they look at me, they're like, oh, you know, they have to like look up like that. So my answer to all those people are like, thank you so much. You've all been my teachers. Yeah. If you guys would have not been in my life, I would not have been here. So thank you so much, all the difficult people.
Yeah, that's true. That's interesting. Here is another quick, you know, interesting question, which is not just that when you deal with drama, I call it the drama. I look at it like drama. The question is, am I going to be a part of it, or am I going to just stay outside and just be, you know, a third party observer, right? Even though it may be affecting directly or indirectly my life. And strangely enough, you know, if we believe in God and God has created this world, but then this drama is created as well somehow. So how do you deal with drama around you, either professionally, let's say professionally, how do you deal with drama, and you stay out of it, in it, and in both situations, like, how do you deal with it?
This question is so interesting that actually, due to all these questions, so I have been practicing spirituality since I was 13 years of age. So I have read all the spiritual texts. So I would call myself more spiritual than religious in a way, you know. So I would say, you know, I have read the Bhagavad Gita, you know, and there has been so much in life, you know, which I have been able to take from that. And as Lord Krishna says, ye sab leela hai. Yeah. So, of course, you know, this whole life is a drama. And when I look at conflict and if there are people fighting, you know, so I see that, you know, this is okay, a conflict going on. But I'm a person who observes rather than absorbs. So when I look at a situation which is negative, I would not really necessarily entertain myself, you know, in that situation, because I see situations as productive and non-productive. So even in my workspace, so I've given, you know, work to my team. So what I tell them is, you know, you have two parts to the day. So the early part of the day is the productive time, and the rest of the day after 2 p.m., you can still do the non-productive things. So same goes for our life. You know, I believe that, you know, if I am seeing a conflict, is that contributing to my life? If it is not contributing to my life positively, I'll just say cut, cut, cut. Yeah. And that's it. And move on.
Move on.
Yeah. Because I'm a person who believes in positivity,
yeah,
and being in positive spaces. And as we all have heard, you know, if you're surrounded by five good people, you know, you're a good person. You're surrounded by five successful people, you're the sixth one. And if you're surrounded by jackasses, you're the sixth
That's
one.
True.
So, yeah, you know, so believe in that.
Here is another interesting question leading from the, what you just said. And before I ask that question, let me share what, if there's no right or wrong, it's more like perspectives on this, right? So how much time is good to spend in positive, and how much in negative? Because all positive, personally, I don't think you should be spending all your time in positive. You need to spend some time in dark to be able to have that inspiration, to be able to have that, to nurture that creativity inside you. I tend to spend, I would say, maybe 10 to 20% in dark space. It's almost like my internal dark space. But that's purely, like I said, to feel inspired, to create something new, to be able to help and serve other human beings. What are your thoughts on that?
So I think it's a very alchemical process, yeah, you know, when we talk about dark and light. And of course, you know, both of them are important. Like, we have the day and night. If it was only the day, you know, I think it wouldn't have made sense, right? You know, so we have the night. So I think so does a human being. So the darkness is supposed to bring light in you, you know. So as long as the darkness is actually bringing you, you know, light, and you're able to spread that outside of you, I think it is important. But how you churn yourself, you know, it's like that Sumundar Manthan,
yeah,
you know, when you manthan karte hain, to wo kya nikalta hai? Ek side pe devta hote hain, ek side pe asur hote hain. So Amrit, if actually that comes forward, yeah, I think we've done our work as humans.
That's true. That's true. Thank you for sharing that. Last question. If you were, you, if let's say, what would you advise your younger self, like when you were a teenager? That's the question.
I think I would say you did great, Sanjeev Sahani. I think awesome work. You're just perfect the way you were. What you were thinking at that age is what got you here. So please go on, because what you thought at that age has made you who you are today.
What were you thinking? Please do share.
I can do it.
That's
the thing. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. I think my observation is that I think out of 100 people that I meet, either directly or indirectly or observation-wise, I can tell about 60 to 70% people don't quite really believe in themselves. Somewhere there's that conviction missing. And I think the message that you've got from Sanjeev Ma'am today is, that if you are that 60-70%, and maybe you share your thoughts, what's your observation on the percentage maybe, but if you are that person who doesn't believe in themselves, you are really not going in the right direction. That is right at the core of your personal and professional development. Irrespective of if you are doing something that's not working, maybe it doesn't feel right to you, maybe it doesn't feel right to someone else, but as long as there's some internal belief that's going to work for you, go for it. I mean, I still remember a day when I was taking my first interview and ended up in the office of an MP in London. And the guy looked at me and was like, okay, where do you live? And I was, you know, still very young. He wasn't even sure if I was able to take an interview. But I did that interview, and that took me from that, and I've interviewed many, many other people. But this is an amazing interview that we just had. What are your thoughts on, like, just internal conviction? You know, you obviously shared that that has to be, that self-belief has to be there. What percentage of people do you really observe that do not have that internal conviction? And how does it affect everything else in life? Like, literally, it's not just professional, right? It's how it affects your personal life, how it affects everyone around you. Maybe share a bit about that.
So, Jack, I feel that this is actually true. And I do see this a lot, not only in the younger generation, you know, even in our generation. So people are very confused. And to add to all that is social media. We have the plus and the minus, yes. You know, not to say social media is bad. No, it's a good thing, you know, if you use it in moderation. The sort of exposure we have from social media, we never had, our generation did not have that. But we have to use it in the right direction is what makes a difference. So what we do is we actually forget our authentic self. So the issue is that we have to keep reminding ourselves that we are unique. And everybody has a unique gift. Copying and imitating people is what disturbs everything. So if you're constantly comparing yourself with others, if someone is doing well, you're not doing well, whether it's education, it's business, it's personal relations, aapka bhi time aayega. You know, every flower takes a time, but it blooms, you know. So there are all these seasons. So don't think itni jaldi apne aapko, you know, humko discourage hone ki zarurat nahi hai. Think, yes, I'm working on myself. I worked like, you know, like donkey years, 20 years. But then when I am here, now everyone can see me. But at that time, I did my work. Nobody was seeing me at that time. So you have to go through that churning. You have to go through all that time. Because there is no easy success. Everyone has to go through that journey is what is the most important thing to understand. And you have to understand that Bhagwan ne ek ped pe sare different patte banaye. Why? He could have just done a single job, you know. They say ki hamare sabke fingerprints unique hain. Why? Why would he go through so much of toil? Because we are different. And in the larger scheme of things, you know, in that existential frame, hum sabki zarurat hai, you know, we all are important to make that puzzle whole. So we have to understand that we are important no matter hum kya kar rahe hain. And we can contribute in that field in the best we can. Suppose I'm an entrepreneur, I do the best there. I'm in the education field, I do the best there. If I'm in politics, I do the best there. So it's something like that. We have to understand ki life ke jo sare phases hain, we should try to excel in that. And anything is possible. People throughout history have shown that with enough hard work, perseverance and consistency, which actually separates 99% of the people from the top 1%, is consistency, and everybody would say that. So that is very important. You're on your path, you're consistent, you will reach there one day. But you have to believe in yourself, have conviction in yourself. That's the thing.
Fantastic. Thank you, Sanjeev. It's been an absolute pleasure. Like, literally, I feel amazing after this interview. I can assure you that I am learning every step of the way personally. I'm observing you. Something interesting I learned just from this session that we just did. And I always kind of, it's almost like I'm adding on to my own personal and professional development that I'm on the journey. Thank you for being with us on the show. Have an absolutely amazing day.
Make sure you like,
comment and subscribe, because the more you do, the more it allows us to keep the premium content for absolutely free and help us share the deeper and amazing experiences of our business and life share with you. Make sure you click on the bell button so you get notifications as well. And like I said, this will all help you create a phenomenal business and an amazing life at the back of that.